This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Lee, the left is spinning out of control. And if you want absolute proof of that, if you want to see that with your own eyes,
yes,
go. Just pull up Blue Sky, the Blue Sky app.
Okay.
You can do it on your computer. You don't have to have an account, although I do have one because I like to monitor them as they unravel into an orgy of violence. Because they're losing it. They're cracking up in a way that I haven't seen and in a way that is very scary. Go on Blue Sky and put in Luigi Mangione's name this morning.
Yeah.
Okay, because it has just come out. They're in horror. They're in absolute horror that their hero was just indicted by a federal grand jury. They can't believe it. And will face the death penalty if convicted. They are in full-blown grief. Now, one of the things you'll notice when you go on Blue Sky, you just put, you know, you search his name so you can pull up all the posts that people are posting, right? Just start scrolling. One of the things you'll notice, there's not a single, not even one, negative post about him. Like, oh, he's getting what he deserves. He killed a father of two. Wife must be in mourning. I mean, anything like that. Nothing. There's also no, hey, guys, do we really want to lionize this guy? There's none of it. You can't find it. Here's the third post that some of the posts are just informational. Hey, he's been charged with murder. You should see the comments on those. Fear, loathing, anger, rage, threats of violence themselves. So the comments are definitely worth taking in. Here's one. It's a picture of him as a saint. And it says Saint Luigi Mangione, the patron saint of healthcare. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of comments on these. You just go down and look at them like, wow. One of them shows United Healthcare stock tanking, and it simply says King Luigi. Here's one, and people are still like, what motivated Luigi Mangione? And they're all laughing. Yeah, you know, we love that guy. Here's another one, wishing J.K. Rowling a very Luigi Mangione, in other words, saying they would like to kill her.
That sounds like a threat.
Well, no, you should see, just keep scrolling. That's part of it, is whoever you don't like or you feel is an oppressor, you want to send somebody like Luigi and Mangione after that. Here's another one by the name of somebody by the name of Tristan Buckner writes, my friend that can't say Italian food names is suddenly a big Luigi Mangione fan. Here's the next one. Halloween costume this year. Sexy Luigi Mangione. And on and on and on it goes. Some of these are, it's like a porn fantasy involving him. Yeah, this one is talking about, you know, his evolution, like in a positive way. And there, I mean, there's nothing at all about like, hey, you know, what are his kids going to think if they have to see this madness? It's none of it. They're over the, so Blue Sky, you know, is a left-wing app, supposed to be the alternative to Twitter. They were mad that nobody would censor us on Twitter. So they went over somewhere where, you know, I guess somebody will censor anyone who's not them or something. Yeah. So, wow, this is crazy.
Whatever happened to no one's above the law, Tara?
Well, see, that's the thing.
Yes, exactly. It depends on what the law is and who broke it.
Yeah. No, well, you know what this is? Liberal privilege.
Privilege, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which we call that, and I've been playing this all morning, this clip by Shea Van Fleet, who's running for Congress. She did an interview last year with Tucker Carlson, and she grew up during the Communist Chinese Revolution. I can't play this clip enough. And she explains, look, you got to understand something. As soon as they had the Cultural Revolution, they divided the entire Chinese population into 10 categories, 5 oppressor categories and 5 oppressee categories. And she said, if you are an oppressee, you can do just about anything to an oppressor and get away with it. It's acceptable. It's considered moral. It's considered justified. Now, did oppressors actually do anything? Are they bad people? No. They just came from particular classes. Men more than women tend to be oppressors. And people are viewed in groups. They are not judged by their character, by their criminal record, anything, just their class, large, broad swaths of classes. And in her interview, she talks about, you know, just being in school in China and watching children who knew they could literally beat, spit on their teachers who were oppressors from the oppressor class, and nothing would happen to them. She said a principal and teachers were killed by students. No big deal. No repercussions. If you didn't separate yourself from, if you were an oppressee and you had family members who were oppressors, you didn't separate yourself from them, it would begin to drag you down. You wouldn't have opportunities for schooling and for work. And we still see that today. They've just digitized it with their social credit system. I mean, if your mom has a low social credit score and you spend a lot of time talking to her on the phone, you're going to have a low social credit score. You have to cut off your mom. So this is where the left is going. And she perfectly explained the Luigi Mangione phenomenon, but also the St. Kilmer phenomenon. And also just how the left, I mean, you got to say this guy, Chris Van Hollen, Senator Chris Van Hollen, who votes against the Laken Riley Act, which simply says if you're an illegal immigrant, you rape a woman, you murder a woman, you sexually assault her, you hurt her in a violent way, you are automatically deported. That's a no. That's a hard no for the left.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Why? I can't play it enough today.
That ideology is Marxist ideology about oppressors and oppressed. The worldview is looking at everything in terms of who is the oppressor and who is the oppressed. And that is absolutely the communist worldview. And for those who are oppressed, anything they do to the oppressor is justified. That includes murder, kidnap, and raping. This is all justified, just like the Cultural Revolution. And that's what's happening in today's America. Those are the absolute result of decades of indoctrination.
Here's just one, you know, I mean, I'm just scrolling down, just sitting here. Here's just one by somebody, by this account. I don't think Luigi Mangione looks anything like the first figure the police provided on national media. It, you know, in other words, that he's been broken down. It doesn't matter. I would like to see every CEO from every health insurer end in the same fashion as they have let those who pay suffer and die. General strike Exclamation point. So they're just very openly calling for the death of people who are in the oppressor class in their world.
Well, it sounds like corporate genocide.
Yeah. So, and I just welcome anyone to do that, to think like, you know, you listen to the show, you think, oh, you know, you're exaggerating, you're trying to get ratings. No, go read what they say.
Yeah.
Go read them. Go see them. And by the way, it's not just going on there. If you go to Luigi Mangione on X, it's happening too with the left-wing accounts. It's just you have to sort through a lot more because there's all kinds of commentary on it. And you can, you know, you can't just pick out the left-wing accounts like you can on Blue Sky. But yeah.
Well,
this is dangerous.
Well, let's just hope they keep it up at least through 2026 and 2028, because this is what's going to lead to another electoral downfall, because they are obviously going against what the vast majority of the American people, including their own many of their own constituents, want. And I think it's indicative here when you heard James Carville talking about, you know, continuing to talk about the Diego Garcia situation, Abrego Garcia's situation there, and to continue to promote that. What they're doing is catering only to the extreme left Marxist socialist within the Democrat Party. You are abandoning many of the, you know, more mainstream Democrats, and you're going to have them continue to vote Republican. So let's just hope they keep this up through 2026 and 2028. Hope they don't learn their lesson of the election.
Look, we started the week off. This is just to show you who this is. Taylor Lorenz, a liberal influencer, huge following, has worked for the Washington Post and the New York Times, and not in small roles either. She was one of their big featured reporters, right? I mean, she's talking about standing Luigi Mangione. Standing is like fanboying, like being a huge fan of something. It refers to Eminem's song about Stan, who was like this huge fan of his. Anyway, that's standing.
Hilarious to see these millionaire media pundits on TV clutching their pearls about someone standing a murderer when this is the United States of America, as if we don't lionize criminals, as if we don't have, you know, we don't stand murderers of all sorts. And we give them Netflix shows.
No, those are either fiction or they're documentaries, honey. They're not fan, like, you know, for fans of, I mean, they're not celebrating the murder. I mean, that's crazy. And then there was this, which was everywhere this week from Taylor Lorenz.
The women who got her outside court mm-hmm. in New York.
So you're going to see women especially that feel like, oh my God, right? Like, here's this man who's revolutionary, who's famous, who's handsome, who's young, who's smart. He's a person that seems this like this morally good man, which is hard to find.
Yeah, I just realized women will literally date an assassin before they swipe right on me. That's where we are.
He means liberal women, yes. This is a bigger deal than people realize. Let me tell you why. Taylor Lorenz said, this is the scare. By the way, that's CNN. They're actually running this stuff, okay? Taylor Lorenz said, look, the biggest audience growth I've ever gotten was when I started writing, and posting about Luigi Mangione, because everybody loves it.
Murderers of all sorts. And we give them Netflix shows. There's a huge disconnect between the narratives and angles that sort of mainstream media pushes and what the American public feels. And you see that in moments like this. And I can tell you, I saw the biggest audience growth that I've ever seen, because people were like, oh, somebody, some journalist is actually speaking to the anger that we feel.
Folks, we're only in year one. At this rate, everything will be burning down by year three.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.